Harry, it's hard enough to estimate the texture due to a single transformation, but here you're dealing with the effects of more than one transformation.
Yes, and no. There is published work which implies that the texture must be calculated first for the austenite to epsilon martensite change, followed by the transformation of epsilon into alpha martensite. Epsilon is the hexagonal form of iron and alpha the body-centered cubic form.
So here you're calculating the final texture but splitting it into two stages of transformation.
Well, we aren't doing that. We took the view that the intervention of epsilon martensite could be neglected and the texture calculated simply on the basis of a direct transformation of austenite into alpha martensite.
And how did you justify that?
Well, in deformation, it is the macroscopic shape change that represents the interaction between stress and transformation, rather than the fine detail of how the transformation is achieved. After all, we don't consider the process by which a dislocation moves over a barrier when looking at slip. Instead, we refer to the Burgers vector and the slip plane, which represent the macroscopic elements of deformation.
And did you find this approach worked?
I think so. We have used published data to show that not only can we correctly estimate the transformation texture whilst ignoring epsilon martensite, but we can do so with fewer arbitrary assumptions about variant selection.
Thank you, Harry. It's always good to keep things as simple as possible.